Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very sticking your hands in wet things edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service to tell you which games to pass into your friends and which games to don't stick your hands in goopy looking
don't dripping, stick anything in goopy little holes actually dri- like
yeah don't do that and pass them on by. I am Corey. I'm joined by all I can think about is sticking your hands in holes.
I don't do that actually, believe it or not. Like I'm a reckless person, but I don't. If I see a wet hole, I'm like, eh.
We're off to a great start. I'm Corey. This is Basher.
Bioshock did it right. Bioshock, they figured it out.
We're here to talk about, if you haven't figured it out, Scorn. But before that, did you know that you can shoot us a text message or a voicemail about what wet holes you like?
Stick your fingers into. Don't do that.
574-651-9256.
You can read those all by yourself.
Let us know your favorite hole to stick, wet hole to stick your fingers in. God. Scorn, here's the details. Scorn is an atmospheric first-person horror adventure game set in a nightmarish universe of odd forms and somber tapestry. It is designed around the idea of being thrown into the world, isolated and lost inside the dreamlike world. You explore different interconnected regions in a non-linear fashion. The unsettling environment is a character itself. Every location contains its own theme, puzzles, and characters that are integral in creating a cohesive world. Throughout the game, you'll open up new areas, acquire different skill sets, weapons, various items, and try to comprehend the sights presented to you. Regularly priced at $39.99, available only on Xbox Series X and S and PC. So we're one of our next-gen only games. It is totally optimized. It runs at, I believe it runs at 1440p 60 on the Series X. And wait, that's not right. Maybe it is. I don't remember. And then I think it's 1080p on the Series S. And then the Series X actually uses FSR 2.0. That's AMD's sort of upscaling technology. It has crossplay and obviously is available on PC as well. I think I played it on Series X. Is that where you played it?
It is where I played it, sir.
All right. Scorn. Let's talk about it. Let's dive in to this thing.
Oh, boy. All right. Survival horror adventure? Is that what they're calling this?
Yeah, that's what they call it. I wouldn't call it that, but
I don't know what you call this type of games anymore. The bar is extremely low for people. Like it is surprising how when some of these games come out and people are either really hype about them or even after playing them are still really hype about them, and it's like, did we play the same game? I have an ongoing disdain for these games that come out on these systems, especially these systems, for, and especially for certain amounts of money, and they're not even games. I do not like, I in fact hate, despise these walking simulators. I do not understand what you people get out of them. I don't understand why you people even make them. It makes no sense to me at all. It's just an entire, someone found a book of pictures from H.R. Giger and said, what if we make this a game, but take all the game out? We just turn the pictures to background JPEGs and people can walk through it. And then occasionally stick their hand into wet orifices. What happens when you do that? You get to stick your hand into another wet orifice. Like, it doesn't make any sense to call these games anymore. They need to have their own category. You can't even call this an adventure game. There's no adventure to be had. There's no story to be had. It takes the idea of storytelling from a Souls game and says, hold my beer, bro. I can do so much worse than that. Instead of giving you cryptic information, we're giving you zero information. Just none. We're going to give you dead babies, weird orifices, and just H.R. Giger thrown up on the screen, and we're going to have you guess what happens. You have no story in mind. You told no story, so you want me to create the story for you? This is worse than people who don't like Minecraft because they don't want to have to make the game themselves. Not only do you have to make the game yourself, you have to make the story yourself now too. You did no work. There's nothing to do here. Like, you spend hours upon hours walking down the same corridor, like literally the same corridor. They will draw out some gross imagery on a wall and just stretch that, repeat that for a mile, and then expect you to know where you're going after you take a left or right and a left and right and everything looks exactly the same. This is not storytelling. This is not a narrative, and it's not even gameplay. What do you do in this game? Like, it's supposed to be a puzzle. At some point, it seems like it might be a shooty type of game because you do get a gun thing, but the gun doesn't shoot. It just extends. Your first gun is a melee machine, and it's not even a good one. For some reason, and you're not even killing anything of note? Like, this is one of... I feel bad for this game. It's one of the worst in its genre. And it's my current poster child for a game about nothing with nothing in it, and people fawn over it because they're so freaking bored of the industry right now that anything will entertain them. There's nothing here. There's nothing and I feel bad for Scorn because it's not just Scorn. Scorn is just doing the same thing that other game, like there's another exact same game that just had gross imagery, weird naked moss women, and you just walk through, you just walk through corridors. Nothing happens. You learn nothing. There's no story. There's no protagonist. There's no narrative. The gameplay relies on garbage puzzles, like just garbage brain dead puzzles, like Candy Crush level puzzles. And you want to put that on an Xbox Series X and call it only on Xbox? Like, this is one of the worst experiences I've ever had. I'm tired of having this experience. It's not specific to Scorn itself. It's all of these games. Nothing ever happens. You learn nothing. The gameplay is not there. It's non-existent. But they still call it a video game. It's annoying me to so many levels. I need this to stop. If I never play any of these games ever again, it will be too freaking soon. Never again stop making these garbage walking simulators. Nothing happens.
There you go. That's it. We're going to leave. I don't agree entirely. What I'll say is, as someone who likes Myst in yourself, I guess I don't quite see the difference between like this and Myst.
Ooh, Myst has good puzzling and has narrative.
It does.
It absolutely does. It's not a great narrative because it's not made to be a narrative, but the Island of Myst has very intricate and well thought out puzzles. Like the puzzles in a Myst or even an adventure game like Disco Elysium or going all the way back to Monkey Island. These puzzles are clever. They're smart. They're funny. They're witty. They have character to them. They make you think outside the box. They make you laugh. They make you think. They make you do something other than walk from point A to point B with a stupid dead baby in your hand. Like, it's dumb. It's dumb. It is beyond dumb.
I don't, like, I'm not fighting for Scorn here. Don't get me wrong.
I get it.
But I don't think it's that bad in the puzzle department. What I will say is the game looks great. Like, visually, like you said, I mean, it is clearly going for a certain thing. But, like, this in terms of, like, the texture work, the details, the image on screen looks amazing. Very clean, very smooth, like, awesome.
I watched a lot of Aliens movies. I'm not impressed.
I don't want to say I'm not impressed. Like, it's not original. Like, I'll say
I,
that.
I just don't even care. Like, they literally just took an H.R. Giger art book, scanned it in, put it in a scanner, turned it 3D, painted it up, and said, "Look, made a game, guys."
Yeah,
like, I'm not impressed at all.
The later stuff, it I don't say it dabbles, because that's not what I want to say. Like, it does have a little bit more of its own character, but it's not original. There's nothing in Scorn that I'll ever say, "Oh, that's original." I didn't dislike the game for the first couple hours. And what I'll say about that is like, I was annoyed by how large the segments are. Like, it really is built in like a level format, and it tries to hide that factor through like some weird storytelling. And then like you kind of, it does things that make it seem like it's one cohesive big thing, but it's really not. It's very segmented, and just how far apart things are is extremely annoying. That is something that like Myst, and I bring up Myst simply because like you said, the puzzles in Myst are a little bit more, they require more thinking, but they also don't, they're a little more convoluted. And that's where like the thing I do like about Scorn is like when you first go into it, like it takes a little while to find that first area. But once you find that first area, it does have that domino effect of like, oh, okay, like I started here. Now this has done this, and I can go here and I can do this. And then each area sort of does that. But they're way too big. Like to get from point A to point B, like you are talking 30 seconds to a minute sometime. That's just too long. Like I need to be able to take whatever puzzle thing I got, whatever magic, you know, check mark that I have to fix this puzzle. I need to be able to get to it relatively quickly. Because like I said, this isn't an exactly original looking place, and a lot of things do look the same for a while. And it's very hard to, there's no cohesive design to get from point A to point B. Whereas something like Myst is much better at like, okay, this is a landmark. I can clearly know where this is and I can get here. Game does not have that. But I was enjoying it because the puzzles, I could figure them out. They weren't rocket science, but they weren't, I didn't feel like they were brain dead either. But as soon as this game introduced combat, I'm out. Like, it is it might be the worst like first person combat I've ever experienced. Like that's
the worst.
Yeah, it's really everything's really bad.
Terrible. I hate it so much.
Like, because the first stuff that you go against, like you said, you have sort of the it's like a pressure, you know, like a stake basically.
I mean, let's call it what it is. Like everything in this game is the penis. It's the penis gun.
Yeah, it's a
gun that shoots out an erect penis. Like it's dumb. It's stupid.
The things that you're fighting are these like slug looking penises basically. And the way they attack is like they run up to you or they shoot some acid at you. And the game is not built like a first person shooter. Like you are very heavy. You are very, you're not nimble at all. You know, it's almost like the first person Resident Evil games, but not designed well. Like those games, you feel heavy and everything, but it's deliberate. This just feels bad, especially when the enemies start shooting at you because you can't really dodge. Like what you're basically doing is it's shooting acid at you and you have to kind of just like stop what you're doing and then suddenly run left or run right. And it doesn't feel good to do that. It feels very clunky. It feels very old. And then when you finally get up to the penis slug, you basically get two shots and then you got to run away and repeat. Like all the enemies take way too many hits. If I could quickly run up and just hit it once and move on, I think I actually would have been like, okay, like this isn't great, but it's not hard, you know, like whatever. Get it? And I would have at least been like, okay, like I'm enjoying my time enough with the puzzles that I can look past it. But as soon as the combat happens, I instantly was like, no, I'm out. I'm absolutely out because I cannot describe to you how poor it is. Maybe it's better on PC because you've got mouse look.
Nope. It's awful. It's god awful. This is not a game made to be a game. This is a game made to be a, hey, look what we did. We like an art style. We made corridors of it. Look at it. That's this game. The entire puzzle system is, if you ever played any action adventure game, name one, God of War, like Legacy of Kain, like
Kingdom Hearts.
They all have these little puzzles every now and then just to break up the combat. And they're not intricate. They're not super hard. They're just there to break up the time. That's every puzzle here. It's just, and it's like you said, it's a domino effect. You don't need to think about it. You just like, I press this button, that thing goes there. Okay, let me just go get the thing and bring it here. Press the button. All right, I get to go down a new hallway of penises. It's dumb. I hate it. Hate everything about it.
Again, I'm not fighting for Scorn. I just don't think they're that bad. The puzzles are not that bad, in my opinion.
When everything else is so stupid and bad and boring and boring and boring, your puzzles, your gameplay, the only gameplay you have, the only real gameplay you have, need to be phenomenal. And they're boring. That everything is this game, like every other walking simulator, is boring. It's just nothing happening. Like they advertise it as being horror. Like, no, you can't just take an H.R. Giger scene and say, look, it's horror. It works with aliens because you made it, because you put a freaking alien in it. Like, and it's going around killing people. Like, that's horror. Like, you can't just, if you take, watch the first Alien movie and take out the alien. That's how boring Scorn is. That's how boring all these games are. Like all these games are just simply walk forward, take a left, pick up the thing, bring it over here, press the button. All right, the door opens. Oh, wait, the door doesn't open. It's still locked. Play the mini game. All right, now the door is open. Now you can go to another area and do the same thing. The puzzles, even the puzzles repeat. The backgrounds repeat. The enemies repeat. The puzzles repeat. What's the point of this? Like, there's no point for this game to exist.
As a fan of some walking simulators, I will disagree with some of that and say I do like walking simulators, but I think this is a bad one. It truly is. And I struggle to understand the combat aspect of it, because there is no way, like during testing, during, you know, play testing this, of as a developer, that you thought it was good. Like genuinely, like I'm not saying that as like an armchair developer, but like, it's bad. Like, I don't, they have to know that, right?
Of course they know that.
Right.
Here's what they did. Here's why combat's in the game. Because as they made this game, as they made this walking simulator, and they realized this is real boring. We just made something really, really stupid and boring. We need to do something. How about we add combat? We don't know how to do that. Well, let's do it anyway. That's why combat's in this game, and that's why combat sucks. Because they realized how boring of a game they made, so they had to add in something to break up the boring, puzzling, walking simulator of it.
Maybe. I personally, like, if I had to guess, I don't think it was there to the way you described it to me. I think they wanted combat in the game, and they just, no one had the guts or the wherewithal, the conscious decision to be like, we should take this out. Like, I think they probably thought it was integral to the game. And I generally feel like if there's no combat in this, if it was a little bit smaller and it was just puzzles, I could actually be like, you know what? You should play it. But like, the combat is truly that bad to where it comes to a screeching halt for me. Like, it was an instant, just like, oh man, like this is messed up. Maybe I made the mistake of playing Proteus at the same time, where Proteus is like a phenomenal shooter. Maybe that's my own fault, but no, it's not good. It's not good. So I think we're going to leave it there. You've said your piece. I've said my piece. Big swing and a miss for us. Big swing and a miss. We are not closing out 2022 on a high note so far. So that's, we had to have some passes, right? Like, we had way too many pass it ons. We have to have some passes. Maybe no, nothing. You did it break you?
I excuse me. Still, that sickness. And by that sickness, I mean Scorn. It's, again, I feel bad for Scorn because it gets all the wrath of all the walking simulators I've played. This is a trend of video games where people just, they have an idea. They have an art style even. But they completely miss the point of the video game medium. Completely miss it. It's like they don't know you're supposed to make this not boring. When I pick up the controller, I have 17 buttons on this thing. Make me use some of them. Like, it is absolutely out of control that these games are getting, like, who's praising these games? Who's buying these games? Like, what are you doing that you just want to walk forward all day? Like, how is that a game? It's so annoying that throw in a Xenomorph and this game becomes somewhat playable.
Again, as a defender of walking sims, I get the criticism, but this isn't even a good one of those. So, all right, that's going to do it for this episode. When it comes to the future, we're going to be talking about Plague Tale Requiem, as the other game that we have played. We're going to talk about that. And then some stuff that's coming out. I am going to be checking out Ghost Song. That looks really cool. Pentiment looks really cool. Check that out. Is there anything on that list that's coming out that you were wanting to check out? Oh, we're going to play Phantom Abyss together, by the way.
I don't know what that is, but
exactly. That's why we're going to
start Undertale.
Oh, yeah. We got to get that done before the end of the year. That was requested. That one person.
I started it. Yeah, I'm going to finish it.
Well, I'm going to try. One of us has to finish it. I'm going to try. But yeah, so I'm going to check that out. And then I feel like there was something else coming out or that just came out that I really wanted to check out. But now I'm second guessing myself. So we'll see. All right. We will see you next time. You can write us text us 574-651-9256, gpopfans@gmail.com. Maybe you love Scorn. Maybe you love the wet holes. let us know about that. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with A Plague Tale: Requiem.
Good day, sirs.